Hey folks, what's a crack? It's Gareth McGlynn here, your host. I have got a special bonus episode for you today. Now, this is all about the American Society of Professional Estimators. Basically, why I'm bringing you this episode is I continuously get contacted from junior, mid-level, senior estimating and pre-construction professionals about how to develop their career, how to get certified, and I point them towards the ASPE. But rather than me tell you about it, I decided to get on Greg Williamson. He is a lifetime member of ASPE. To give you an appetite or give you an idea of his background, he previously was the Northeast Regional Governor. He also was on the National Board, and he was serving the region from Richmond to Maine. And he knows everything about ASPE. So I wanted to get him on and talk to him and get as much information as possible. He also asked me to mention the ASPE Summit is in Phoenix this year. I'm going to put the link in the show notes below. So if you are interested in joining or going to the summit, the details are down below. But without further ado, let's get over to Greg and find out everything there is to know about ASPE. Greg Williamson, welcome to the Pre-Construction Podcast.
Good morning.
Thank you for coming on. Now, Greg, the reason I have you on and the reason we're going to talk today is all to do with ASPE. So I get quite a lot of junior estimators, mid-level estimators, sometimes senior estimators call me up and saying, Gareth, I'm in a great career, but how do I advance quicker? What is the best certification? And the one I always point to is the ASPE. But rather than me explain it, why not get on the former Northeast Regional Governor, former National Board member serving Richmond to Maine, and current lifelong member. And of course, that means that you're a lifetime certified estimator, which means you've had over 15 years of continuous renewal and certification. You're currently on the Boston Chapter Board as well. So who better to speak to than yourself? So give us an idea of ASPE, how you got involved, and how beneficial was it to your career?
I could say that the reason I'm working at Bond today is because of my involvement in the ASPE chapter and growing the Boston chapter when I got involved. At the encouragement of a fellow estimator who was working for me, actually, to get involved in the organization. I don't do anything partway. So, you know, I said, I'll jump in, get on the board, really understands what the society had to offer in terms of certification and training and networking. And then became president of the Boston chapter, and I helped grow that chapter from 40 members to a peak of 132 members. And it was during one of the presentations, speaker presentations that we would offer, that I was noticed by a senior member at Bond Brothers, who then encouraged and pursued me to come work for them. So I can honestly say
it's called that, tapping you up, Greg. It's called tapping you up.
Absolutely. But I can honestly say, and I've told this example many, many times, is that, you know, when you get involved in your profession, in your industry, and you're giving selflessly to promote the industry, there's no better way to get noticed in serving professionally. And I think that leadership and that dedication to our profession and our industry is what employers are looking for. If you're looking for a track to advance your career, then ASPE was a way of becoming involved in both, because we reach out through the subcontractor community as well as the construction and supplier So CMs and supplier networks. Personally, I feel that the society should be at least 60% subcontractors, because as a CM, we very much rely on our subcontractors and their expertise to really make projects successful. I always look at subcontractors as our strategic partners. Once we've gone through the bidding process, now we're all rowing together to deliver a project. So, and the estimators that work for those subcontractors are a significant part of their success, and sharing that information and their expertise within the camaraderie of fellow estimators, socially as well as professionally, has been significant. So, you know, I've been a member for over 20 years, and then I got involved at the national level, and served as the Northeast Regional Governor and served on the national board. And that really gave me exposure through our annual summits and conventions to network around the country and really broaden my experience and my network, which has been very fulfilling, with a lot of lifelong friends now as a result.
Brilliant, Craig. And it's funny too, because when people reach out to me, they're always asking about career development and certification, but little do they know that the real magic within an ASP society is the network. That is the network. You touched on it twice there. So you touched on it, that say, it's a problem that we've had for the last 5 years, is CM estimators can't get enough bids on their jobs. So what better way to network than the estimators within the subcontractors? But then the second part, which you talked about, is you wouldn't have the career or the title that you've had now at Bond without that network, and you got it through the society. To me, it's something that, as estimators, and technically, I'm not painting everybody with the same brush, we're kind of introverts. We like to stay within our numbers, within our lane. But getting out and meeting people is really how you advance your career. And opportunities are few and far between. There's not enough communities that are formed within pre-construction and estimating, but one is the ASPE Society.
Absolutely. And, you know, I often say, people say, well, what do I get for my dues out of ASPE? And I said, well, when you join a professional organization, and if you really are interested in advancing your own career, then those dues, it's not like putting a quarter in a bubblegum machine and saying, what do I get, right? You get what you give. You exponentially get a return by getting involved and taking leadership positions and helping to promote and expand the organization and your profession. And that becomes recognized amongst your peers, and in your network. So I can't advise staff, comrades in the industry more so than to get involved.
Brilliant. And we talked about a pre-recording here, the Advancing Pre-Construction Conference in Phoenix this year. It was fascinating to kind of not only to collaborate with fellow pre-construction and estimating professionals, but the tech industry as well. And in a society like ASPE, if they meet up quarterly, monthly, whatever it may be, it's a great opportunity to talk about the latest tech, to talk about strategy, because it's an ever-evolving industry, pre-construction estimating. It's probably moving at a faster pace now than it's ever moved, with all these new shiny tech and ideas of how to run pre-construction services. So how often do they meet up, firstly, and how important are those regular meetings?
Well, I think that there's a few ways to answer that. First of all, I remind people that when you join ASPE, you're not just joining a local chapter, you're joining a national society. And what I think we learned during COVID was if we weren't using tech before for simple connections like we're having now on Zoom, right? You know, we've chopped down the hurdle of distance and connectivity. And I can say that during COVID, when we were all forced to meet virtually, what it opened up was a much larger network to national members to drop in on presentations and programming and discussions from around the country. I literally spent a lot of time during COVID dropping in on chapter meetings from California to Arizona, Colorado, Kansas City. You really get to extract the cream of presentations from around the country. That's certainly a resource. So it's up to the local chapters for the frequency of their meetings and the types of those meetings, but they could be a speaker series or a presentation by a particular subcontractor or discipline specific expert on just, you know, what they do or a familiarization with the risks that are involved. The funny thing about estimating and what really attracts me to it is the constant need to ask questions and to learn and to pick out the risk and identify that. Because if you put dollars on risk, then it's a risk that's managed. And for any project, they all have their uniqueness and those risks. And you want the role during pre-construction is to pick out those risks and really identify them, because now they become just managed challenges for the team.
Brilliant.
So, yeah. So typically chapters meet on a monthly basis, or it might be just discussions over a virtual cup of coffee or in person, a dinner presentation speaker, whatever it might be. There's a variety of them.
Brilliant. And again, coming back to the main reason why people approach me, talk to me about the certification, the education. Obviously, those expert panels and speakers are incredible. Again, all mostly free of charge as well. Talk to me about the certification. How difficult it is to get certified, and what does it entail?
So we've evolved. One of our tenets at ASPE is about education. And along with education is the certification. It's that acknowledgement or recognition of milestone steps in your career or your subject matter expertise. So we have a program. If you start on a track, if you have less than 5 years of estimating experience, and this is a great opportunity for young estimators to distinguish themselves and get credentialed with what we call the AEP, the Associated Estimating Professional. And they'll go through a series of tests. They're multiple choice, but there's a general knowledge exam and then a subject matter specific exam. And that prepares you. That's the first hurdle for working up to your five-year minimum practical estimating experience threshold. After that, once you have your AEP credential or your 5 years and you've passed those exams, then you will write a treatise, a 2,500 word explanation in depth on how to estimate the cost of some specific discipline or aspect of an estimate. The benefit to this credentialing is that then these papers that are written and reviewed by peers for your final approval to become a certified professional estimator is that these are now a library available to members that have hundreds and hundreds of subject matter papers written that are available for individuals to access as members. You can go into the library, and if you have never estimated the cost of pressure injected footings, for instance. That was the paper that I wrote for my certification. But you can go through, and it's a step-by-step analysis of how to do the takeoff, what to quantify, how to evaluate the risks, and then to come up with. So these are really obviously labor and material costs will adjust, but the standards and the process and the thought about how you estimate it is timeless. So there's this reference there that is that members should really take advantage of. So and then you go through a renewal process every year with continuing education credits until you're eligible after 15 years of renewals, as I was, to opt in for a lifetime certified professional estimator status.
Brilliant. Wow, Greg, what a journey. I mean, it's an incredible resource when you consider that library of information that you can go and delve into. I mean, that in itself is incredible, but then to be able to differentiate yourself from the field and get certified and get to that 15-year lifetime. Fantastic, Greg. Well, listen, thank you very much for that rundown on ASPE. If anyone hasn't heard, obviously this podcast has been about ASPE and its advantages, but if anybody hasn't heard, Greg actually has done another podcast just talking about his career, the latest pre-construction technology, the future of pre-construction and estimating, and how it's evolved over the last 30 years. So if you haven't listened to that, I'll put it in the show notes as well, and you can listen to that. Again, Greg, thank you very much.
Certainly.
Hey folks, again, a big thank you to Greg for taking the time to go through that with us. It truly is a massive, massive resource for pre-construction and estimating professionals. One thing that Greg wanted me to mention as well, and we didn't get a chance to talk about it on the podcast, is the ASP website has got a huge library and loads of resources for education and development. There's actually an in-house self-paced information and also instructor-led courses. So get on there and have a look. I've put the link in the show notes below. As always, folks, please share this with your peers and colleagues. And if you have any questions, myself or Greg are here. I'll put both our LinkedIn profiles below. Thank you.